Gittin Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph 3:1, Mishnah now seeks to define exactly what lishma means and the requirement that the get must be written lishma. Lishma literally would translate as for her sake, referring to the wife being divorced. And the basis for it is the pasuk which says v'chasav la sefer krisos, he shall write for her a bill of severance. So from which it's learned that it's a sefer krisos, it must be a document which was written specifically to effect this divorce, which is the first part of the Mishnah. Then we say v'chasav, he has to write it, or at least it has to be written at his behest, his request of someone else, it's written for him. And finally, la, it has to be specifically for her. So those three elements have to be present, and that's what the Mishnah comes to discuss. So what happens is the Mishnah basically will say in four stages, different levels of gittin that are possible, from the most basic to the most subtle. Here the Mishnah says, kol get shenechtav shelo l'shem, shelo l'shum isha, possible. Any get that's written not for the sake of a particular woman who's being divorced, he desires to divorce, is possible. That get is invalid. Ketzad, so how's that work? So we're going to have four cases, like I said, each one getting more subtle. The first is the most basic, Haya Over Bashuk. A guy's walking through the marketplace, Vishama Kol Sofrim Makrim, and he hears the people who are scribal teachers, they're teaching the Sofrim, the scribes, how to write Gittin. And they're dictating, and they say, Ish Ploni Megarish Es Plonis Memakom Ploni. And so the teachers say to the scribes, Mr. So-and-so divorces Mrs. So-and-so and from place from such and such a place. Va'amar, and the guy overhears it, says, wait a second. Zeshmi, that's my name. V'zeshem Ishti, and that's my wife's name. This is perfect. So, no, it's not perfect. He can't just take that get and use it to divorce his wife. It's pasul, lagarishbo. He can't divorce his wife with it. Why? Because fundamentally it wasn't written as a sefer krisos. It wasn't written for the sake of effecting a divorce. It just was written for educational purposes, so that's certainly no good. Yasser mikain, says the Mishnah, more than that. Kasav lagarish bo es ishto. If a fellow had a get written to divorce his wife, v'nimlach, and then he changes his mind. So his name was Avram, his wife's name was Sarah. He decides he wants to keep Sarah after all. Umatzo ben Iro. He finds his neighbor from his city. So they have the same place of residence. Va'amar lo, and he says, Shmi kishmech kishimcha. My name is the same as your name. We're both named Avraham. V'shem ishti k'shem ishtecha. And my wife's name, Sarah, is the same as your wife. She's also called Sarah. So it's a shame to let this get go to waste. Why don't you use it to divorce your wife? So the answer is, pasul agarishbo. Even if this second Avraham would want to use that get, he could not. Because this get wasn't written for him to divorce his wife. It wasn't v'chasav. He didn't have it written at his behest, Avraham number two. So therefore, it's no good. Yasser mikain. More than that, Hayaloshte Nashim Ushmosehen Shavin. Let's say we have one Avraham, but he has two wives, and both of their wives are Sarah. So he says to the scribe, the sofer, Kasav la Garish Boes Hagadola. He says, write me a get so I can divorce my first wife or my second wife, one of the wives, a particular wife, we'll call him my wife Sarah, the first one, the older one. Lo Yagarish Boes Hakatana. He can't change his mind and now use that get to divorce his other wife named Sarah also, because it wasn't written for her. Remember, it says, because of la, it has to be written for her, and this was written for the other Sarah, and therefore won't be effective. Yasser mikain. Now, more than that, says the Mishnah, Amar lelavlar ksov, the fellow Avram says to his scribe, listen, I have two wives, Sarah. Just write me a get that says Avram's divorcing Sarah, and then later on, I'll give it to one of them. And then, you know, based on that, that's the one that will be divorced now. So I'm writing for that one's, whichever one will be in the future. Pasul agarishbo, even that is invalid. In other words, our Tana here is calling, saying that you cannot use the principle of brera, retroactive allocation, to decide who this get would be for. He has to decide from the outset. Now, nobody's arguing this Mishnah, and the Halacha certainly follows the Mishnah in the first three cases, that it has to be written for the sake of effecting a divorce at his request and for his specific wife. Now, if the scenario happens in the fourth case of a Mishnah, meaning he decides to let Brera decide retroactively who the divorced wife is, either because he says, I'll decide later, or he says, let them figure out, you know, whoever walks the front door first, she's the one who's getting divorced. So then, the halacha actually is, according to Shulchan Aruch, it's a suffix. It's a suffix, since there are, although our Mishnah doesn't consider Brera a possibility, the Aratanaim will hold that Brera is a possibility, and some Rishonim understand that as well. Therefore, in the very strange scenario where a person says he's using Brera retroactive assignment to decide who is the wife of the two who's getting divorced, and he delivers one of the wives this get, so then she will be Mugureshes Mesafik, she'll be dubiously divorced, which will, and we'll have to treat her with all the chumras, all the stringencies that that uncertainty would cause to arise.